The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this April 29th, Friday, 2022. And tonight, as always, we have a whole lot to get to, so we're going to get to it. As normally, we have, tonight I have four honorable men of stature with me on tonight's radio program, and they're not here just because they weren't invited someplace else. They're here because they're on a mission, and tonight we have out yonder, we have John McTurnan. Are you there, John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners, and I think we'll have a real good show tonight.
All righty. We have John Holman.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Ernie, and Lord's blessings to all the listeners.
And we have Marty Est.
Good evening, Pastor Sanders. Glad to be here.
Okay. And we have Jonathan Broadbent.
Hey, Pastor. Happy to be back again.
And I am honored to be their hero. And so we're going to get right into it tonight with the scripture. And do you know what the scripture is? I'll bet John McTurnan knows what the scripture is. Do you know what the scripture is, John?
Yes, I do, Pastor. Deuteronomy 17, starting at verse 14.
Okay, would you read verses 14 through 17? And then, John Holman, would you pick it up at verse 18 and read it through 20?
All right, he said Deuteronomy 17.
Deuteronomy 17.
And I'll go with 18 through...
20.
20, okay.
All right. Go ahead. Take it away, John.
When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are round about me, Thou shalt in any wise set the king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among thy brethren. Shalt thou set a king over thee? Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the land that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord has said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives unto himself, that his heart not turn away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold.
And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and keep all the words of his law and those and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this, and all of you. When it says that he is to be a brother, now, how are we to interpret that today? Because we're talking about this is the kind of person that you would vote for, not just for president, but this is the kind of person that you would vote for to hold a public office. So when it says he's to be a brother, how do we interpret that? What is a brother to us?
Well, I think, Pastor Ernie, it would be the expression today is he's one of us.
So we're talking about a Christian. We're talking about a Christian, right? So we are to look for people that are Christians. Now, here, as we take a look at this, where he was to have a copy of the law made for his personal use. The personal use. So now, when we're talking about a copy of the law for our personal use, as a Christian, what is our law, first and foremost? The Word of God, the King James Bible. Next, we have what? Okay, now, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that was formed after the Bible, it was, it uses all the principles and that they got it right from God's Word, the Bible, right? Okay, so he needs to have and be able to read and understand the Word of God. This is the kind of person we're to vote for, okay? Now, when it talks about not to multiply to himself horses or wives, but especially silver and gold, what does that mean? I mean, when you go into to serve the people, today we have Congress. They go into Congress, and they go in there with a modest living, and then when they come out 20 terms later, they're multi-millionaires. Like Nancy Pelosi's worth, what, about $400 million? Okay? They're in there all the time. Now, what did Harry Truman say about that? He said, you can bet. Go ahead.
Yeah, essentially you're a crook if you come out ahead like that.
He said, anyone that goes into politics and gets rich is a crook. You can bet on it. Believe it, okay? And so here, when we have the Word of God, he says that we are to keep it with us at all times, okay? What does that mean? That means we are to what? To know it?
Well, study, understand it, keep it in your heart, and believe and obey it.
Okay. And now, so how much of it, what percentage of it should we obey? 10%, 15, 20?
100%.
He said all of it, huh? And so we're to read it every day, obey it completely. And so by this process, we learn to what? We learn a respect for God. Okay, what did Peter say? We must obey God rather than man, right? And so we put God's word right here. A lot of people don't understand this. This King James Bible is a book of law. I've defended myself in court with this. This is the only Bible you can defend yourself in a court with. You can't use any perversion. Do you know why that is? Because when they ask you what sovereign nation authorized that as a book of law, you can say King James of England, 1611. Therefore, I can use this as my venue to defend myself only if what? If I'm the only one charged in a case. If I'm the only one charged, I can use this as my venue. Now, if there's more people than me charged with the same crime, then they charge me with practicing law without a license if I try that. Yeah, believe me, I've had to do this. And let me tell you something. You know this, John. 15 minutes of God's Word, the King James Bible, they just want me out of that courtroom. They just want me out of there, okay? 15 minutes. The Word of God does not return void. And so,
amen.
There you go. And so, here now. So, does God's Word, does it affect our lives the way we live?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It empowers us.
Okay, now, today, I was just hearing today on the radio where the young women today feel that they can have sex, that there's no more stigma on having sex, that they have they've been sexually liberated, and that it doesn't matter. They're free without any stigma to have as much sex as they want or to have an open marriage. How well does that work?
Well, it obviously it doesn't work, and that's what's ever since I was a child to my number of years on the earth now, I've seen the moral fiber of America just continue to unravel and unravel and unravel, and that's one of the reasons that our country has pretty much deteriorated. We don't have respect for our teachers. We don't have respect for our politicians. We don't have respect for a lot of people in a position of authority because we don't have a moral fiber to really base our walk on, and I see it, you know, here in this county that I call home and that we love, Geauga County. It has been something near and dear to my heart since I was a little boy living in Cuyahoga County and coming out here, just seeing the good people, the people that were walking and talking and living the Bible. And you see that less and less. You know, the Bible talks about the people are a remnant, and the older I get, the more I see that we are a remnant.
Well, I've been around a bit longer than you have, and I've seen, you know, the word Cuyahoga means crooked. That's what it means, crooked county. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, it lives up to its name. It really lives up to its name. Not only the politics, but the judicial system in Cuyahoga County really lives up to its name as crooked county.
Pastor, can I insert something there?
Yeah.
So if you want to see what the issues are, look at the actions of the enemy. You can go back to, who was it? Who instituted that aid to families with dependent children? Was that Hoover? I don't remember who that was, but there was '60s. In the 1960s, children, two-parent households, the nuclear family became the target of the left, and they've been at it ever since. If you look at even Obama, Biden, you know, when they first ran for office and earlier in their political careers, they admitted that one of the strongest indicators of a good, solid next generation is a two-parent household. But then suddenly they get into office, they get voted in, then they flip. And you saw it with Obama talking about the dismantling of the nuclear family. And now we see it much more prevalent throughout society. It was one of the underpinnings of the Black Lives Matter movement, getting rid of that two-parent household. So when you look at what some of the objective is, it's not so much, it's not entirely, hey, you women, you can have this great sexual liberation and do what you want without ramifications. There's more to it, I argue. There is a deep-seated, nefarious objective, and it's been pervasive in all of these cultural revolutions. It happened in China. It happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in Russia. Anywhere you see the implementation of Marxist ideology, one of the things that you have to do is subtract that family value system and create a clean slate and take over as parent of the children. So that in addition to violating the God's law and what's intended for man and woman to procreate and develop children, there is more objective, it's more sinister, and it's nefarious and pervasive from the left.
So then what you're telling me is you believe that God's definition of marriage is between one man, one woman, and then sex is within that marriage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But now, so these, the reason I brought this up, because I was listening, and these young women, these college women, and are complaining because they say they were sold a false bill of goods. They were told that they're liberated, that it doesn't really matter now in today's society. They're sexually liberated, they can go out. But then they find out that when they fall in love with a man, and if he finds out their background, all of a sudden, you know, well, wait a minute, I didn't know, you know, that you slept with this guy and slept with this guy and slept with this guy, when he runs into people, and then all of a sudden, they say now we become soiled merchandise. And here, these men don't understand. They're supposed to accept us, even though, you know, we've been in bed. We've gone a-whoring. Because I remember one time preaching out the abortion mill when we were preaching that whores will have their place in Lake of Fire. The whore yelled back, and this was back, this is the 90s, there are no more whores. And my response was, there's more than there's ever been. Okay, and that's what's happening out there now. And so we're here tonight, we're talking about the deep state within our county. And I'm going to let you guys just take it and tell us what we're here to talk about.
Well, I'll jump in first, but let me just say, you know, Jonathan here to my left, he's the chairperson and the territory lead. He's one of three territory leads in Ohio of an organization that I think anybody in Ohio should look them up on the internet, get involved. It's called Protect Ohio Children. And if you're listening from another state, I hope that there are some organizations similar to Protect Ohio Children. And if you reach out to Jonathan Broadbent, he could steer you to some of the states that exist. And there's many states that does not exist. But anybody with a half a brain that knows what's going on in the world today knows that children are being stolen. Pedophilia is on the rise. I mean, it's one of the most sick, disgusting things I could even think of as a human being, let alone a Christian. But when I find men, and that's how Jonathan and I met. We were at a little get-together. We met. We started talking a little bit. I'm not really a guy who likes politics. I've despised politics my whole life because I've seen through the veil of the curtain about how corrupt it was. And it wasn't until recently, probably the last few years, where I realized that all good men and all good women need to stand up and really fight for the good men and good women that are trying to get involved in local politics, state politics, and governmental politics at the national level. And so that's how Jonathan and I first got together. But let me jump over to something else that I wanted to talk about. Jonathan is also involved in something called the Central Committee. And here in Ohio, the Central Committee is really the organizing body of the Republican Party. It's the Central Committee for the Republican Party, and he's that committee is really the organizing body here in Geauga County as well as a state level. And the corruption that I found from talking to some really good men and women that are running at our little local level, it was incredible. At a national level, we see, if we pay attention to the news, the corruption in the Democratic Party at the highest level. Well, it used to be when I was growing up, there was the ultra-conservatives, the conservatives, and then the neocons came into existence. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have constitutional conservatives, and we have rhino conservatives, which are Democrats that have implemented the Republican Party from within to try and destroy it. It's ingenious. It's really... It's warlike techniques. And even here in our small little county, we have rhinos that have infiltrated the Republican Party to break it up. There's a woman that I've just come to know, and we're doing some investigating on her right now at our little local level, a lady by the name of McCarthy. And she recently ran a little smear campaign on a guy. I don't know if he wants me to throw his name out there, but... we'll just call him Mario. This is a guy that she actually reached out to, brought him into the Republican Party, wanting him to be an ally for her to do the work of these rhino Republicans or Democrats, and asked him to, you know, go to the Tea Party, make friends with the Tea Party, let me know what's going on in the Tea Party. And this guy, who I've had an opportunity to also meet at a get-together, said... I went in there not knowing what I was getting into, and I fell in love with these people at the Tea Party. I realized that they cared about their fellow man, they cared about their local government, and they cared about the national government. And then this guy gives her his whole dossier of his last 30 years, of which 30 years ago he did some things that she throws back and throws a smear campaign on this guy. And she's somebody that's running around with a couple of other what I call rhinos. We got a guy running here, Jim Dvorak, county commissioner, running against another local county commissioner, Skip Claypool. If you want to find a man anywhere in the United States of America, if you're living in Geauga County and you're listening to this radio, there is not a man I've ever met in my entire life more built to lead a little county, more built to run it for the people, by the people, for the people, And what an honorable man he is. And he's a true blue constitutional conservative. I want everyone to have that ingrained in their head.
He was here with me last night.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. But that's a man that everyone in Geauga County needs to get out there and ensure that this man is the next county commissioner for Geauga County. Because his opponent, now this is alleged. I'm smart enough to know if you don't have the facts sitting in front of you, but I've talked to people who I admire and respect, and they've told me that this is true. So I'm going to use the word allegedly, or I believe, that the guy running against him has taken campaign money from Cuyahoga County, the crooked county on our border. That
Nowaka.
Nowaka is one of the other little organizations. But there's a whole bunch of unions that have been contributing to this man's campaign. So there's a big push. If you live in Geauga County, you know that you live in Geauga County because it's peaceful, it's tranquil, it's beautiful. We've got deer, we've got birds, we've got beautiful rivers, and Cuyahoga County has just built up everywhere, and they've got cities like East Cleveland that they have just, and now that all of their Section 8 housing is crumbling to the ground, they want to come into Geauga County and build some Section 8 housing, and this guy is somebody that I believe he's waving the flag for them. And a guy like Skip Claypool, again, Geauga County brothers and sisters listening, honorable man, and it's a man that wants to do it for the people. And then we could flip over to a man I met, actually was the first guy I ever decided to get out of bed for and help run some election campaigning, and that's Judge Grendel. And there's a whole lot of other stuff that I could look on, because before I ever put my my mouthpiece on for a guy, I do my background on him. And Judge Grendel is one of the long-standing blessings of Geauga County. And he's got a wife that I've been, gifted to have met several times, who is a former state representative of Ohio. And she's running in a campaign against somebody that I also think is a rhino. And we got all these people. If you want to live by your certain constitution, run as a Democrat if that's what your constitution is. But if you want to run as a Republican and you believe in the conservative constitutional values as a Republican, then run as a Republican. But we've got all these rhinos that are in the counties, the state, and the national level. And we as a people have to really start paying attention to politics. The Biden administration has fleeced America of hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And I am as guilty as any man or woman in the country. I've sat by and I've let it happen, even though I know it's happening. So if anyone hears my voice tonight, I hope it just triggers a little voice deep inside of you, and that all of us collectively as brothers and sisters in America just start to stand up for ourselves more. But I want to give a shout out to Diane Grendel, because she's somebody locally here who I admire, who has done a lot of good for the people of Ohio. And let me just touch on something that's near and dear to everybody in Geauga County. This Walder guy increased our property taxes last year by 10%. And we are in the top, little Geauga County in Ohio, we are in the top 5% nationally. 10%, boom, 1 year. And there's a lot of other things that I could talk about on him, but I don't want to steal the time from Jonathan Broadbent or Pastor Sanders. But I just want to make sure that the people in Geauga County and the people nationally wake up to rhinos in the Republican Party, and we have to get them out. And I really am blessed to be here with Pastor Sanders tonight. Anyone following his radio program knows that he is like one of the crown jewels of Geauga County. He's been one of our activists for a very, very long time. And the Lord's blessed him in many ways, and he's blessed the people of Geauga County in many ways. So I could probably ramble for a little bit longer, but it's so important for Jonathan Broadbent to speak a little bit about this organization, about the children in Ohio, because what's that old saying? The children are our future.
And, all right. You left out that I could sing good, but hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
We'll be right back. you when your ears refuse to hear. You turn your heart away from me each time when I draw near. Your eyes refuse to meet with mine, they glance away in fear, as if you should not look at your reflection in the mirror. How can I explain to you when you won't understand? You scoff me and you mock me and reject the truth at hand. You spread your vicious rumors all across this troubled land. You willfully and knowingly transgress from his command. Your mind has been made up for you by people you don't know, whose thought machines control the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Every time I think about the damage that's been done, the anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone, like I'm the only one? Even though your eyes are open, they may never ever see. Your mind may never comprehend this sinful subtlety. Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may know the darkness of divine eternity. Like petty thieves who plunder in the shadows of the night, they break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. So well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes.
Pastor.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, listen to this. We've got this week, tomorrow, Saturday, there is going to be a Patriot Candidates Uniting of Ohio. Those Svensson sisters, those two real pretty women, they are setting up, they're heading up the, they're the Resistance Chicks. That's what they're called. We had the Resistance Chicks here on the Voice of the Christian Resistance. And anyhow, that's tomorrow. It's going to be at 1488 Johnsonville, Brookville Road, and that's in Brookville, Ohio. Starts, they're going to be starting at 4:30 if you want to have a booth. They're asking for Patriot pastors and candidates, especially the candidates from all over Ohio to come there. If you have a booth, you can set a booth, set it up at 4:30. At 5:30, they have a get-together in a meeting and prayer. So, if candidates, if you need signatures, you need exposure, you need support, you need prayer, you need to be there tomorrow night, okay? And it's time. You're going to have people, Ron Hood, Hood, Blystone, Renazzi, they're all running for governor. You're going to have, along with independent Patterson, Peterson, Neil Peterson, who is a pastor, and he is going to be running in the election. He's independent, so he doesn't run in a primary. And he's running for governor, too. And you know what? This guy sounds a whole lot like me when he's preaching. I was listening to him. So, folks, you might be interested in that. So that's tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night. All Patriot pastors, all Patriot candidates, come on out at 1488 Johnsonville, Brookville Road, and that's in Brookville, Ohio. And again, the doors open. Speakers go from 6 to 8 p.m. and then 8 from 10 p.m. There's going to be refreshments and revival. There you go. Now, also, I got to tell you this. This coming Sunday, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we start at, at 8:30. Well, now 8:30 now with praise and worship. And then we go, we start at 9:30 with an in-depth Bible study, And so and then you want to, actually we start at 9 o'clock with an in-depth Bible study. Now we start a little earlier, okay? And I know it's in-depth because I'm teaching that Bible study now. And so, and then we start at the regular service at 11:15, and we are an actual New Testament church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We're an actual New Testament church, and we're an activist church. We're the most activist church in the whole state of Ohio. There you go. Why? Because we believe God's Word of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, every word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go to Jonathan Broadbent.
Well, hang on one sec, Pastor Sanders. Just before John jumps on, I know you had Skip Claypool on here last night, but just another shout-out to all my local brothers and sisters in Geauga County. We've got Tuesday coming up, primary, very important. Skip Claypool, one of the most honorable men that I have ever met. He is driven in politics for his grandchildren and his grandchildren's children's children. Geauga County is one of the jewels of Ohio. It's conservative, it's peaceful, it's tranquil. So he was on the program last night, so I'll leave that with Skip Claypool. But Diane Grendel also lived in Geauga County almost most of her life. And this is a woman that was an incredible representative for us. She was the first female elected to the Ohio House, the 68th District, and she was a longtime member of the Geauga Republicans Women's Club. I know from meeting her and talking with her, her passion and her love for Geauga County.
Let me jump in because I've known her longer than you have. I've known Diane for over 40 years, okay? And she has been 110% pro-life. She's always been there. Now her husband, too. Now, and I'll tell you a little story about those two, okay? They shared the same office when she was a state rep, and then he ran, and he was a state rep. And I was in their office, and when you open that same desk in there, there was a little heart that says, Tim loves Diane. It was carved inside there. And so that don't happen. A husband and a wife sharing, not at the same time, obviously, but the same office there. And I know Tim, who happens to be right now, he's a judge there. And Diane was also appeals court judge, too, for several years.
She was an appellate court judge for 18 years.
Yeah.
18 years. That's a wealth of experience for a little county like Geauga.
Well, it is, and they have never wavered. This is why they have been under attack so often by the radical park people out there, the environmentalists, those that... The socialists, okay? They've been under attack all the time. Tim tried to bring it to the light, try to cut through the corruption because there was, you know, everybody had their hand out, and that's why they went after him. He was not a player. He was not one of them. Same thing like with Donald Trump. That's why the media hated Trump so much. He was not a player, not a part of them. But
well, let me, in closing, point out some things again about her opponent. This is for Geauga County residents to hear. Wilder increased our property taxes by 10%. He increased the county auditor's budget by 20%. I guarantee you if Diane was in there during that time frame, the taxes would have stayed the same and the budget would have probably stayed the same. I'm going to try to stay above board here and not get into the dirt because there's a few other things that crossed my path when I was doing some investigating. But... the biggest thing that I think is funny is that he is endorsed by a left-wing very, very left-wing Cleveland newspaper and a lot of prominent local Democrats. And if you look at where his signs are, they're in a lot of local Democratic and Democratic voters' front yards.
Yeah, he ran as a Democrat and lost. Well, yeah. Here's what this is a nationwide thing. This is a nationwide.
Oh, I understand.
And you know, it was Eric Obama's Attorney General,
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, he actually led this campaign on actually going and teaching and giving workshops on how to do that, how to infiltrate, to run Democrats as Republicans, and this is where we have all of these rhinos out there today.
Right.
And they made a major campaign also by placing corrupt, and I mean corrupt. If you could find someone who was corrupt enough, George Soros would buy them. They would be owned, you know, lock, stock, and barrel by George Soros, and he would place them as prosecutors, whether it's local, state, attorney generals, but they would be bought and paid for to do not what the Constitution says, not what God's Word, the Bible says, but what George Soros demands they do. And that's what we've had in this country, the corruption.
Well, it's what George Soros pays them to do, because he pays them very well to be despicable human beings.
Right. And the better the job they do at following orders, the faster they climb the ranks and climb up the ladder and achieve more and more political success.
And if we don't have people in Geauga County to keep its values, to keep it beautiful, to keep large Section 8 housing projects out of here that are just going to deteriorate over time like they have in Cuyahoga County. Matter of fact, as I lead into Jonathan, he lived in Cuyahoga County. I'll let him tell you that story. He couldn't get out of Cuyahoga County fast enough and came to Geauga County. So that's a great segue. Take it away.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue. So thank you, Marty, and thank you, Pastor, for having me back on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually asked to be on tonight's radio program. This is my second occasion to be on with Pastor Sanders, and it's an honor to be here. Thank you, sir.
Good to have you here, John.
So, as Marty mentioned, Pastor Sanders is a staple of Geauga County, a crown jewel of Ohio, and has been so and very active for many, many years. I am at the opposite end of that spectrum. I'm a newbie, and I admit it. I escaped a little, I guess I'll call it an affluent suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, in the county of Cuyahoga. I intentionally used the word escaped about 7 months ago and moved out here to, you can't see it, but I'm air quoting the word conservative, Geauga County. Because growing up next door in Cuyahoga County, which is close to Cleveland, we assumed it was just known throughout my entire life that Geauga County is where all the conservatives are. And I'll tell you that my family around here have got a little bit of a family name. My father was very involved in Cleveland and my grandfather, etc., from law firms and business, you name it. I grew up sort of aware of politics in Cuyahoga County. And believe me, stay tuned. You want to stay on the line, even if you're not from around here, if you're from other parts of Ohio or other parts of the country, this is relevant to you. Stay tuned, because this segues beautifully into all of our country and what all of us are facing. And it was an unfortunate discovery. I was living in Cuyahoga County in a very blue, very left, progressive community called Beechwood, Ohio. And little old me, I had no political background. I had zero political ambition. Like Marty mentioned earlier, I just viewed politics as dirty and where a bunch of people go to be corrupt. But I stumbled onto something, and that is the fight for children's education. A little over a year ago, I led the charge in our little community of Beechwood and was one of those dads in the neighborhood who raised my hand and decided to organize a group of parents to go in and question the school board on what they were doing. And it was awful. It was all the beginnings of this woke stuff. It started with CRT. It went into SEL. It goes into this comprehensive sexuality education. I've become somewhat of an expert, probably one of the most recognized experts in this realm, unfortunately, for over the past year plus. And now, to Marty's point, he was talking about other states, Protect Ohio Children is a statewide organization focused on K through 12 education in Ohio. We sometimes get a little bit, or I sometimes get a little bit involved in college and post-secondary, but more importantly and more to the point, we have integrated with partner organizations, I call it coalition warfare, all over the country. We've got Parents Defending Education, primarily focused in Washington, D.C. In Indiana, you've got Purple for Parents. You've got Nebraska, that's Protect Nebraska Children. And the beautiful, beautiful thing about this, there is great cooperation among us. But let's go back in time a little bit and tie this in with the reason that I wanted to get on the air tonight and talk about what's happening in the state of our country. I decided partway through this battle to make the move out into more conservative Geauga County to give myself a little breathing room and give myself a good base, a community of like-minded people willing to go to bat and fight for our children and fight for education and fight the pornography and the sexual training and the perversion and the declining education and academics. And I'm surprised by what I've found in Geauga County. And it's really not, it's an unpleasant process of discovery. I've come out here and found that the rhinos have been busy at work. So my reason and that segue to politics is I've discovered, I personally firmly believe that there is just so far that we can go as parents, as families, as what I call education aware, in fighting our local school districts. By all means, get involved, fight. If you can, remove your children, find an alternative, and continue the fight from outside of government schools. I'm going to get back in a moment to why I choose to call it government schools and not public education. But if you can take your kids out, get into the fight. But here's the thing. If we don't have some politicians around us who have our back, if we don't have judges, if we don't have the infrastructure, there's really only so far that we're going to go. And I've found that over and over again. And in my previous community, before moving out to Geauga, there was really nothing. My wife and I, we were lambasted. We were pariahs of the community for being vocally conservative, for challenging the board. How dare we? We got called everything in the book. We canceled all our social media. It got really ugly. And so we moved out here, and I discovered what's called the Central Committee. So Central Committee, for those who were like me 6 months ago and have no idea what it is, it's the governing body of really both parties. The Democrat Party has a Central Committee that's precincts that establish county, and then there's a Central Committee at the state level. In the Republican Party, we have allowed ourselves to become a uniparty. And Pastor, let me know if I run over on time here.
Well, no, I think what you're saying there is the Democrats, they're in lockstep. They follow in lockstep, and there is no end to what they'll do as far as corruption goes. Okay, the Republican right. Party, we're split. You're right. We have two parties. We have the rhinos, and then we have the patriots, and that's what's happening there. And this is why the Tea Party is led up. I know I was the president for 4 years of the Tea Party. We are the rhinos hate us worse than they do the Democrats, because, you know, again, the Democrats are basically, or the rhinos are Democrats running as Republicans. They're parasitical. They infiltrate and they eat a healthy body from within. They kill it from within. But go ahead.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's part of that is it seems mystifying to have to go back to the very definitions of Republican and Democrat, but the whole idea has forever been built on the honor system. And so certainly there are people who for whatever reason in their lives have a change of heart. I will say pretty universally, we do find that it's people moving from Democrat to Republican as they learn more and mature. I guess every once in a while it goes the opposite direction. But if you're going in and you're filling out that form and saying, I am a Republican, it's honor system. And that honor system has been so corrupted. We have people that have stepped in. They have had zero change of heart. All they want is the same things they wanted as a Democrat and more. And they want to corrupt the Republican Party. And it's happened ad nauseum. And just like education, we've been at sleep at the switch. And so I was convinced by a close friend of mine to step in and get involved. I've been involved in leadership my entire life. I've run companies and nonprofits and boards and you name it. I have had zero until now, until Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I've had no elected position ever in my life. But I am. As Marty said, I'm crossing over now and becoming an elected official. But there's a reason for that. And it goes beyond just we need to build some infrastructure and get key people in good positions who are willing to back us in initiatives like fighting back for education in schools. The idea that hit me, have either of you guys, has anybody on the line, have you heard of the term precinct strategy?
Yeah, we've discussed precinct strategy for a long time now.
Good.
So what you're talking about, there's two different definitions of that, theirs and ours.
Okay.
Okay, so ours is a little different than theirs. You know, what the precinct, well, tell us first of all what the precinct committee men do.
Okay, so, well, wait a minute. I think we've gotten off of my intended point.
Go ahead and make your intended point.
Precinct committee. So the way I describe it, and Pastor, you can tell me if there's more to the definition or you feel free to add more, but the way newbie me, new to Geauga and new to the precinct strategy and new to politics, the way I describe it is there are really two political parties in the U.S., there are some other smaller ones, but they really don't have a chance of winning any major office.
It's rigged that way.
Both the Democratic and Republican parties have rigged it, so they're the only two parties.
Rigged it, so they're the only two parties. And so, effectively, we have a giant uniparty system, and the idea behind precinct strategy that I've adopted is that both parties are corrupted. Only one of them is potentially salvageable for we the people, and that is the Republican Party. And the two ways of going about fixing the Republican Party are to hope that somebody like a big powerhouse comes in, like a Trump or somebody, and just starts knocking heads and kick butt and nicks people and get them out and clean it up from the top down, and that seems to me to be an impossibility. The alternative is precinct strategy, which is grassroots, start at the bottom, start small, start local. You start turning people, get rid of the rhinos, get them out, get real constitutional conservatives in at the precinct level. You get them to start taking over the county level. Then once the county level is actually answerable to and pays attention and gives a darn about the actual people that live in the county, then you start dictating to the state what they need to be doing at the state level for the Republican Party, not the other way around. In Ohio, we have this man, Bob Poduchik, who tries to run from on high and dictate down from Columbus, our state capital, out into the communities what his rules are and what he wants. And it's BS. It's a bad way to do it.
Yep.
So
On that note, let me throw something else in there. We've got a governor's race going, too. And I'll throw a plug out to a guy I've never even met. But I heard Blystone speaking and was a gentleman that I really had some admiration for. But in the state of Ohio, we've had a horrible, 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 horrible governor. And for the only opportunity for Ohio to become a true Republican state again is to get Governor Renacci elected. So, I'm speaking out now to a bigger audience, all my fellow Ohioans. Governor Renacci is the only man that is going to be able to take Ohio into a place that Ohioans want it to go. And we've got to get rid of Governor DeWine. Mr. Blystone, I love you, man. I've heard a lot of good things come out of your mouth. But unfortunately, when I look at the numbers, you don't really have a chance. So I'm pulling my vote and giving it to Governor Renacci. And I'm going to ask all my other brothers and sisters out there in Ohio who know how good and honorable that you are, Mr. Blystone. But we got to get Renacci in office and get DeWine out, because in my opinion, my humble opinion, it's been DeSwine for the last 4 years.
I completely agree. And I couldn't possibly have said it any better. And it's actually, you just dittoed duplicated my sentiment and my process of discovery. I heard Blystone speak a few times. I even have a sweatshirt. I paid $20 for one of the nice Blystone sweats. It's very comfortable.
Well, there's another guy named Ron Hood.
Yeah.
Who, and Ron, I've known for a long, long time. He was probably one of the best state representatives we've ever had. He was a total, completely non-compromised. He was the driving force on getting the heartbeat bill passed. But he's one of the best statesmen and state representatives, and probably one of the worst campaigners I've ever seen. His heart's not in the campaigning, but he's running for governor too. Hopefully we'll get him back in the state house or something.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I think he should keep running, because I keep hearing great things about him, but he never gained any real pop, no momentum.
There's some people that way that are great politicians, but very poor campaigners. We're coming up to a break. We have about 2 minutes left. And so you guys said you're going to sneak out of here at 10, at 11. Then I've got the two Johns that we're going to bring on. We've got a lot of stuff. So you got about a minute to go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm going to speak really quickly in a minute then. So if you're – I'm going to ditto the sentiment that Marty expressed. If you're around Geauga County, please, 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 please pay attention. Get people out. Call everybody you know, because we have this rhino. We have this awful woman in leadership. I have no idea how she got in leadership of the Republican Party in Geauga County, but she is quite literally putting things in the local paper asking people to pull a Republican ballot and vote in these squishy rhino leftist ways, and it's atrocious. We need to counter that with real patriotic constitutional conservatives. I'm going to just read off a couple of names. Frank Kavanaugh is a write-in because a whole bunch of our good people got loused over by the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections fought us tooth and nail on these things, and they're ridiculous as well. We have people who tried to get on the ballot and were denied. We have people who tried to then become write-in that were denied no explanation. And we've got people like that. Who's the guy that got busted embezzling money? And he's running now.
Frank Gliha. Yeah, how did that happen?
He's awful. Gliha.
We're running up against the commercial, so
20 seconds.
You're going to probably want to get all that done. You'll have to wait till.
Jody Swart out, Frank Kavanaugh, please write in, Geauga County.
All righty. We are up against a hard break, and we will be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come right after this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.